It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World.
And it's now time for our annual weenie roast and sing-along. Kennedalia saves your 4th of July. I love the 4th of July so much. I always have. I don't know if I have shared this story in the past, but my dad, God rest his soul, with the flames licking his sweet feet. Love you, Dad. He was a total pyro. He got the most illegal fireworks I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if I'll ever see them again on American soil. I don't know where he got them from. It was either China or a Native American reservation. But somehow he was able to get things that had to be launched out of tubes. And they would light up the sky and light things on fire and burn boats. And he used to give my brothers and I a bag of fireworks, like a paper bag. He would sit and dole them out like they were Christmas stockings, but kind of cheap, and just these rumpled up sacks. And he would give us each a lighter and a bunch of stuff to light on fire. And we're lucky we didn't burn the neighborhood down or set cars on fire. It's an absolute miracle that we didn't at some point do that as children. I do remember one of my brothers blowing up an embankment with M80s because there was a bee's nest in there, a hive, as it were. And one of the neighbors came by and was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Arson." That's not good. I don't encourage arson. I don't encourage illegal fireworks. I think that we should sit around in bathtubs of yogurt and think about the good old days. That's all we should do. We should be safe and covered in dairy and far away from anyone who can light things on fire. But because of that, because of my dad's pyrotechnic displays and my mom's artistry, my mom is an artist, and she would give everyone paint, and they would paint the street, and everyone would paint in front of their house, and it's such a glorious thing, except Corby, one of our neighbors, painted a middle finger, and apparently that was a big deal, and I wasn't allowed to see it. And then the neighbors came over and said that my dad killed their dog because they left their 19-year-old St. Bernard out all day and he had a heart attack and they went rafting all day and left the dog outside, which was very irresponsible. And then the neighbor came over and threatened to, quote, take pot shots at your kids, which I'm assuming is with the firearm. And my dad lifted up the lead pipe that he was using to launch the fireworks and threatened to beat the man about the head and shoulders with it. Luckily, that didn't happen, and my mom intervened. And the rest, I guess, is pyro history. So I love the 4th of July because it's all about artistry and danger and loving this beautiful country. Now, what you've been hearing is things are so ridiculously expensive. No one is going to be able to enjoy the 4th of July. We're just going to be rifling through trash cans, taking scraps of people's Shake Shack and hoping for the best. Like Anna Delvey on the subway. That was one of my favorite scenes in Inventing Anna when she's on the train. She's like, "I'm so hot. You're so basic. Why are you so fat? I'm so hungry. I'm going to eat Shake Shack." And then she ate the Shake Shack like a little hobo. I don't think you have to do that. I really don't. I think that you should go and have a blowout. You know, if you can't travel, if you can't fly, if you can't drive, then have your friends over and have a good old-fashioned American barbecue. Stay right there. More from me, Kennedy, coming up.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
You know, we always do Wieners of the World because we celebrate this country's greatness and the fact that we are able to culturally appropriate just about everybody else and take what we like and make the best of it. So, you know, Wieners of the World, we're talking bratwurst, knockwurst, spicy Italian sausage, We've got Nathan's Hot Dogs, Hebrew National. I'll throw some Beyond Meat sausages on the grill. I don't even care because I think they're delicious with some sauteed onions and peppers. Ooh, hallelujah. A little gluten-free bun in there. That is some action. So you can go that route. I'm a huge fan of themes, and this year will be no different because Jimmy Failla and the Failla family and some of your favorite Fox friends will be descending on my backyard for the barbecue. Last year we had, you know, Wagyu beef, cherry apple pie. This year it's, you know, big, fat, succulent ribeyes are making an appearance again. I know beef is more expensive, so everyone will literally get a quarter ounce of beef, and that's all they get, and I'm going to throw it into their mouths like Kipper to trained seals, and that is all anyone will have. No, we're going to have some shrimp skewers again with peppers and pineapple. Going to marinate the shrimp for a little while in some pineapple juice and some red chili flakes and soy sauce, gluten-free, of course. It's going to be tamari and a little bit of lime juice. It is going to be so fabulously wonderful and delicious. And then, you know, you always have to soak your little bamboo skewers so they don't catch fire. Throw those on the grill next to the ribeyes. And then what comes out later? It's an old-time 4th of July favorite. And that is the buffalo chicken nachos. If you have not made these, they are easy. They are one of the easiest things that you could make. You boil chicken breasts for 20 minutes. You let them rest for 5 minutes. If you have a Cuisinart, just kind of cut them up into 1-inch chunks, throw them in the Cuisinart, and pulse a few times. It is perfectly shredded chicken. One of the most annoying things about making anything like this is shredding the chicken. The Cuisinart or a bullet, fantastic. Just a couple of turns with that, and it's shredded. And then you do half and half Frank's red sauce. And I like to use the vegan butter from Trader Joe's. You do that in equal measure, put it in the microwave, let the butter melt. It only takes 30 seconds. And then you stir that into the chicken. Then you do a base layer of tortilla chips. I like the kind that have a little bit of lime and sea salt on them. Then you do a couple of dollops of queso. That's really important because you want your nachos to be cheesy and creamy. Queso is a great base layer. Then you put the buffalo chicken on top, and then you sprinkle the Mexican cheese blend, and it only takes like, you know, 8 minutes and then a minute under the broiler in the oven. And it doesn't matter. You're going to be outside. It's okay if your kitchen is hot, if the oven is on. And so those come out later with, obviously, the strawberry margaritas. But we are doing a wonderful theme this year where it's going to be the bottom layer will be, and this is a drink, the bottom layer will be blue curacao and then white rum daiquiri and then strawberry puree drizzled on top. So it will be a three-layer red, white, and blue, and it is going to be gorgeous. Get creative with your drinks. And I don't know if I talked about this with Suderman, but this was a very easy discovery for a super simple, delicious, sophisticated drink. Get a good bottle of limoncello. Get a crappy bottle of limoncello. I think it all tastes the same. And then however many you're making, you do like a shot for each. You shake it with ice, strain it into a champagne glass, top it with champagne or Prosecco and a lemon slice on top. It is so refreshing and good. It tastes like there's no alcohol. It will knock you on your ass. You will thank me later. You might not thank me later. You might be very angry with me later, especially the next day. But that is a great drink. And you can always do the strawberry margarita. Get some frozen strawberries. You know what's even cheaper than frozen strawberries? Strawberries are the one thing that are cheap right now. That's why I keep going back to strawberry drinks, because they are delicious. They are the red and the red, white, and blue for the 4th of July. They are plentiful. It is the one thing that actually costs less now than it did a year or two ago. So get strawberries. You can have them. Spread them on a baking sheet with parchment paper. That's the best way to freeze them. And then put them in a Ziploc bag. Do that for a couple of days. You'll have plenty of strawberries. And then you do, you know, obviously lots of tequila, some Cointreau or orange liqueur. You can do Grand Marnier. Oh, so fancy. And if you want to make like a keto sweetener, do a cup of monk fruit sweetener and a cup of water. Make a simple syrup just until the monk fruit sweetener dissolves. You can also do a couple of scoops of stevia. like Truvia, just did a couple of scoops or a couple of packets, steal some packets. You're not really stealing if you're buying a drink from Starbucks. Maybe procure some packets and throw those in if you want it to be low sugar. And, you know, lime juice, I like lime and lemon juice in my strawberry margarita along with the orange liqueur. It tastes like so fantastically wonderful with the buffalo chicken nachos. You are so set. So the three things that are cheap right now, cheaper than they were, potato chips, strawberries, cheese. Those are the three basic food groups of liberty. Don't be ashamed to show up at a party with all three of them. The key to cheese is cutting it and arranging it on a plate in a beautiful pattern. Go to the Dollar Tree, get a $1.50 plastic white platter and lay out the cheese. Don't cut the cheese, lay out the cheese. You know exactly what I'm saying. And then, you know, you bring a pitcher of strawberry margaritas and like a giant ball jar, which always sounds filthy when I say it, but you know exactly what I'm saying. And it's not a jar for testicles. All right, you creepy, pervert basement dwellers. It is a brand. Fill that up with strawberry margaritas, cheese plate, big bag of chips. You will be the most popular luscious dumpling at your entire 4th of July party. So much so that everyone will probably want to sample you. There's goodness to go around. You can always hit me up on Twitter at Kennedy Nation. If you yourself have a great recipe that I have forgotten, I rarely make desserts on 4th of July because everyone brings them. They bring the cookies that taste like cupcake tops that have the soft white frosting with red and blue sprinkles, which are always a hit. Whatever you do, just overdo it. My family motto, what's worth doing is worth overdoing. That applies to 4th of July more than any other holiday of the year. So happy birthday, America. Happy 246. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.